Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And, you know, I thought we might talk about noble professions. If you have been listening to the crazy news, the Giuliani, the mayor, the ex-mayor of New York, he talked a little bit. They were asking him questions about the porn star, you know, Stormy Weather, and he mentioned that it wasn't quite, and I can't remember his exact words. He didn't say anything horrible, but he didn't consider the porn star. Of course, she has done some lying. We've caught her in several lies. He didn't consider her to be an upstanding profession. And all the left, and of course the ladies, quotes in the air, at The View, were just livid. She's a woman. These professions have been around, and they put their families through college, and they just, their mothers, and their, oh, for Pete's sakes. How many of them wanted their daughter to grow up to be a porn star? So I thought perhaps this is the same View that made fun of the registered nurse or nurse practitioner, I'm not sure which she was, in the beauty pageant because she talked in her talent. She gave a speech in her scrubs with her stethoscope around her neck. I've talked about this many times. Nobody mentioned this last night. Oh, they put these people down for their stupidity. I don't know what else to call it. But they never pulled them out on what they did to the young woman who is a registered nurse taking care of Alzheimer's patients. And she gave an emotional speech about what she learned from her Alzheimer's patient. And The View made fun of her. How dare her come out there in scrubs? How dare her wear a stethoscope? Does she think she's a doctor or something? And I'm thinking, what world do they live in? My mother was a registered nurse, and I mentioned the other day that she also had her own stethoscope. She also had her own blood pressure cup. You know? It's just tools of the trade. So we're talking about this, and I'm going to go to the phone lines because Joe is already on it. He is already on it. He knows exactly where I'm going. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Well, I'm still getting mine. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, actually, I wanted to change the subject a little bit. I wanted to talk about the decision to cancel the swimsuit competition and the evening gown competition in the Miss America pageant.
Yeah, we're down that road. We're headed down that road. So you're right on task there. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And they're saying that they want to concentrate on showcasing intelligence and not looks. And here's why.
I've got
two reasons. Yeah. I've got two reasons I think that's a bad decision. And number one, it's assuming that intelligence and looks have nothing to do with each other, that beauty and intelligence are separate issues, which I don't think is true.
Not necessarily,
like,
no.
you know, like, for instance, the whole creation, you know, the beauty of plants and animals and, you know, birds and fish and all these things, you know, very beautiful things. And I think they show off the tremendous intelligence of God the Creator. I don't think any stupid God could create such wonderful, beautiful, marvelous things. And, of course, if a painter or an architect is going to create a beautiful picture or a beautiful building or design anything beautiful, if any person is going to design anything beautiful, you know, they've got to be quite an intelligent person to do that. You know, one example, Leonardo da Vinci, who was renowned as one of the greatest artists of all time, painted very beautiful things. He also had a great mind for science and invention and things like that. A very intelligent person. And I think you'll find that anybody that's capable of creating something beautiful is going to be very intelligent also. So beauty and intelligence go together that way. And also, I think that any young lady that's going to be capable of competing at the level of Miss America, you know, in a beauty contest, she's got to be quite intelligent. You know, there's some natural endowment involved in it, of course, but she's going to have to show a lot of intelligence in what she eats and how she exercises, and, you know, how she dresses and puts on her makeup and whatever, to be beautiful enough to have any chance of, you know, winning Miss America. So beauty is so again, you know, and one of the things that most contributes to a person's beauty is to have a bright and intelligent look in the eyes and in the face. And that's something you absolutely can't fake. You know, nobody that's got a stupid look in their eyes and a dull look on their face and all like that is going to be anywhere near beautiful enough to get into the Miss America pageant. So, again, beauty and intelligence go together that way. And the other thing is that also I think the women that go into the Miss America pageant, they're generally in their 20s.
Yes.
And I don't think it's a good idea to try to showcase their intelligence at that age, because at that age, I think a person is not old enough to have enough experience to have much of any, what you might call, original intelligence. You know, they might be quite intelligent, but at that age, generally what you do is you're deciding what you want to do in life, and then you want to learn from and study with older people that have more experience at what you want to do and master what they know and so on like that. And you don't really have much of anything, you know, original to say from your own experience. You don't have much original intelligence until at least you're about, oh, I'd say about 40 years old. So if they want to showcase women's intelligence, I think they ought to have it for women that are 40 years and older.
They do have that. They're not near as popular and they're not near as on TV. They do have, they call it Mrs. America, and they do have those, but I haven't watched too many of them. But you know, if they're really concerned, instead of lowering the physical requirements, why don't they raise the academia requirements to be on there? Because we've all watched them, and they're beautiful women. And we've watched them when they've had their questions. Of course, some of the questions are not too intelligent, I don't think. But we've watched them make stupid answers to these questions. But again, like you said, they're very young, very inexperienced. But this false pretense of this is all from the feminist movement. And that's what it's all about. If it's a beauty contest, then it's a beauty contest. If it's not, then rename it. just quit calling it a beauty contest. And, you know, they no longer going to walk around in their swimsuits and their high heels, apparently. So.
And I think people are going to stop watching the Miss America pageant in droves. So this creates a great opportunity if somebody wants to compete with them and start a real beauty contest. I think a lot more people will be interested in watching that than they will now in watching the Miss America.
The balance of beauty. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. You have a great weekend. I know you work for yourself, so you work all the time, but you have a great weekend anyway. We're headed into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Noble professions. What do you think about that? We're going to study that just a little bit. I even have some Shakespeare I've brought out. 877-895-5410. So if you don't want to hear Shakespeare, you better give me a call. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm just chuckling about this show today because I'm laughing at the absurdities in this world, especially this nation. The hate is so rampant that they say and do anything, and it's just absurd. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today? You're not going to be absurd, are you?
No, but you're an intelligent woman, and I'm going to make some comments that reflect on you. The man that just talked about intelligence in the beauty contest.
Yes.
I got to tell you a story. Marilyn Von Savant, a woman with the highest IQ, one of the highest IQs in the United States, she had a section she wrote about. She had an article or editorial in the Parade magazine, and she took questions from people. And I wrote her a letter, and she answered it. Guess what I said in the letter? I said, "Why is it the most beautiful women are also the most intelligent?" And she wrote me back. She said, "But man, you sure know how to flatter a woman." After that, she put her picture on her editorial. She hadn't done that before. Next thing I know, her picture is right there at the top. She's a beautiful woman.
Awesome.
And she's intelligent, just like you.
Well, thank you.
So I'll let you go at that.
All right, appreciate it. All right, thank you, Roger.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So what do you consider a noble profession? This is all because of something Rudy Giuliani said about the porn star that's suing the president, which is crazy anyway. And you know the double standards here, or the lack of morals, or whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it double standards at this point in time. They're hailing the porn star, but demeaning the president if he had any kind of an affair or relationship with the porn star. Does that make sense to you? Now, I'm not defending him. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying it's a double standard thing. And for them to sit there and act like she's got a noble profession when they turned around here just 2 or 3 years ago making fun of this nurse. Not only that, they put Melania down for being a model. They act like she's as dumb as a sack of rocks, a bag of rocks. This is a woman that can speak 5 different languages. So, we're going to go back to the phones. We have River from Missouri. River, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Beth Ann. Thank you. And thank you for your show. It's just a real breath of fresh air.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
I wanted to comment. Well, now I'm in another place, right? comment on the beauty pageants.
Okay.
We've watched as sports has been taken over, and that happened when I was a child. You know, my dad would watch wrestling, and then he says, "This is all rigged. It's all rigged. They're throwing their punches, blah, blah, blah." And then we watched football and baseball. Everything became entertainment. It brought it up into a whole nother category. Now it's controlled by the media. Mm. So this has been happening for years and years. And my folks even stopped watching anything other than, like, college football or things like that.
Right.
It's really recruitments for the whole Hollywood set. So this is all entertainment and media, and it's distracting us from the real things that are happening. In fact, they're timed. They're timed. There's always something that happens when the media distracts all the information or all the they are distracting the information of what is really happening by not even giving this. So somewhere we have to move away from this and stop spending so much time invested in that. And when things like that come up, do your research. Now start looking for what's really happening.
You know, when we go back in history, River, and I'm not a great history buff. I wished I was. I wished I'd have paid a little more attention sometimes when I was younger. But when we go back to the history of Rome, and what, you know, we can relate, say, football, any of our sports really, but football, to the gladiators. You know, where they, and then they ended up getting paid exorbitant amounts of money. And it was all entertainment. And that's what we see today. And the cost of commercials on these networks or during these football games or basketball or whatever, baseball games, the beauty pageants, they served a purpose back in the day. I don't know that they're not as loved as they used to be. I watched them when I was a young girl. I haven't watched any of them for years. But they got a scholarship. They had an opportunity to get a scholarship to go to college, which was, you know, a big deal with the money. And but, you know, then it got exploited, and the feminists are upset. They've always been upset about it. And I don't have any care one way or the other about the beauty pageants, really. Not truly. But, you know, it's just what upset me last night, or what got me going, is the fact that they're defending this porn star, and then they come out and they're acting like, well, if this woman marches across the stage in a swimsuit and high heels, that's a bad thing. But the porn star's okay. She's wearing hardly anything and or nothing and pretending to be an actress. And they weren't really calling it a noble profession, but they were acting like it was. And it's just absolutely absurd how we've come in this nation to call evil good and good evil. And it's just whatever they want.
Yes, and I think if we delve into it a little deeper, we'll see the exploitation of these women that are, this, can you imagine what it means to them? Oh, my gosh, we have more captives. We have more and more because everybody who applies for it, and, you know, the ones they want, they've got them all standing in line waiting. And I'm sure that if you delve into it, you will find that out. And it's, you know, look at the people. Look at the people who are involved in it. Mm-hmm. Look at the people who are supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that money come from? Okay, and where do these women end up?
That's right.
You know, that's,
you never hear any more about them, do you? Well, there's a few. There's some of them that some of them are on.
Yeah.
Some of them are Fox babes. They're on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
You know, they've got, you know, and, you know, Megyn Kelly. She couldn't tell the news if she didn't show her legs. So anyway, it's, I don't know if she was a beauty star or not. I know some of the others actually were winners. There's a beautiful black woman on Fox News that's very intelligent. That was a beauty star. She was a contestant winner. I don't know whether it was Universe or America or what star, or what pageant it was. And then the other one there on the Five, she was one as well. So they have gone on, but most of the majority of them, you don't ever see or hear of them again. And you kind of do wonder what happened. I appreciate it, River. Thank you for giving me a woman's point of view. And you're right. It is a distraction.
One more thing on the other, what were you talking about now that I've had to switch gears from?
Well, distractions we were talking about.
Oh, no, that word doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Because I'm distracted right now. Well, I should just fold, I guess, for
okay.
Right now.
Okay. Well, if you think about it, give me a call back. How's that?
Okay, thank you,
River. And I hear your rooster back there. Great deal. Could I have some eggs? I'd like some fresh eggs. That's all right. I love it. That's what this show is all about. Thank you, River. I appreciate it. We have John from Missouri on the line. John, what's on your mind today?
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to go back to the Enabling Act when Missouri was a territory. Colorado also has the same thing in theirs. And I was wondering if Neil or somebody could help enlighten me, because it says in there, it's a second, that all salt springs not exceeding 12 in number. And it goes on. I didn't know Missouri ever had a salt spring.
Hmm.
And I was wondering if anybody
springs
had any idea why that was included in the Enabling Act.
Okay. Well, we've got the plea out there, so we'll see what we can hear.
Maybe Neil will respond to it.
Okay.
I think he's pretty sharp.
All right.
Maybe
yeah, he is. He is. Okay. All right, John, thank you. We've got it out there. Thank you. All right, going back to this professions. Now, we've been chuckling about it, but let's get a little bit serious. What profession, who, somebody in your life perhaps, does what that you admire? Now, River was talking to me, and she was out in the chicken yard. So I don't know if she's full-fledged farmer or she's just taking care of home. I got a son that's doing that in his backyard. He's not allowed to have a rooster because he's in town. But he's raising his own gardens. He's got little garden plots all over his yard. And chickens for eggs and meat when they quit laying them eggs. And I admire that. But what profession do you admire? And my son is actually a minister of music. What profession do you admire? And we're going to talk about noble professions when we come back. 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. So like I said, if you don't want to hear me read any Shakespeare, you better keep me talking. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, when they all went off defending the porn star and her profession, as if it was noble, I'm sorry, I just got to thinking, you know, this is the same group of women that put down Melania because she's a model. They put down Ivanka. They put down Kellyanne Conway. Now, Kellyanne Conway, they got really nasty with her right after they won the campaign, right after the election was won. And they had a picture of them, and they were all kind of in a room brainstorming. Let's just put it that way. They were brainstorming as they were getting things ready and getting in gear to get the administration together. And she flopped herself on a sofa, but she was sitting on her knees. I'm a short person, so I do that a lot. But they got nasty about it. Now, this is a woman that has a noble profession, I guess. I don't know. Politics is really noble. She has been very successful. She was the first woman to win a presidency. She was the campaign manager. They never esteemed Condoleezza Rice, a beautiful woman, an intelligent woman, and a very talented woman. She is an accomplished pianist. So what is noble in the eyes of these people? They have so much hate in their hearts. You know, they sit there on The View. I don't watch it. I just see segments of it later in the news. Gossiping. Backbiting. Rawr. Catfights. Is it entertainment? And I like to... Whoopi Goldberg as an actor, actress. But I can't stand her on The View. Now, this woman has children and grandchildren. Does she want one of those granddaughters to grow up to be a porn star? I don't know of any mother that would say, oh, I hope my daughter's a prostitute when she grows up. She can make so much money. Well, what is noble profession? I looked it up in the dictionary, and of course, there's different meanings for noble or nobility, but noble as we're speaking as a profession. Having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideals. You know, it used to be, especially with teachers, but it used to be they would want to know your faith. But they can't ask that anymore on a job, in a job application. The promotion of human rights was a noble aspiration, it says in this. Righteous, virtuous, good, honorable, upright, decent, worthy, moral, ethical, reputable. And of course, I had to add this, if you have low or little or no morals, or respect for God and His creation after His own image, then perhaps noble might mean something totally different to you. A noble profession. So I looked up, trying to find a list on the internet of what noble professions are. They didn't list porn stars. They didn't list prostitutes. They didn't list drug addicts, drug dealers, bank robbers, murderers, MS-13 gangs. They didn't mention any of those. That's just on the Democrat side or the liberal side. I won't even say Democrat. It's just because I know a lot of Democrats, and I know that's not how they feel. I don't know who wrote this article. It came from a website called DireTube.com, but they don't have anybody who wrote it, but it was written back in January of 2015. The 10 noble professions. So I was talking about why you do what you do, of course, to make money, but there are professions that really give you a good feeling. You do it for a reason, to help others. My mother was a registered nurse, and I remember hearing her and Daddy talk one time. Mom didn't even know how much she made per hour. She loved her job. Now, she didn't work the whole time us kids were little. But when we moved out of the city, the hustle and the bustle of the city, and moved to the country, just out of the... Now, she always kept her nurse's license up. But just out of the blue, as far as I know, it was out of the blue. One of the hospitals in Jefferson City somehow got Mom's name, and they called and offered her a job that she hadn't worked for years. And they offered her a job, and it was a supervising job on the night shift. Mom didn't even drive. Dad drove her to work and drove her home. He went and picked her up in the morning and got her. He took her late at night. But it was a noble profession, nursing. At least I thought it was. It says, while on one side people are ready to kill each other for money, this is coming out of this article, on the flip side, people do exist who work not just for the sake of money, but because they really dedicated to the... to give children a better future. Is that what a porn star does? It is only because of this small group of people who are so determined to change the ways of this life that some progress could be achieved in this area. So, what would be your idea of a noble profession? They list 10 here, and I'm going to start with number 10. Police officers. What have we seen in these last many weeks, months, years? And I realize that some of them are corrupt, but not all of them are. The demeaning of the police forces. Police officer was number 10. Number 9, garbage collectors. It's a dirty job, but where would we be if people weren't doing that job? 8, engineers. 7, NGO workers. Number 6, nurses. Number 5, and we see this demeaned all the time, farmers. It's not a low-life profession. It is a noble profession. Number 4, soldiers. Those who would give their lives for others. Number 3, teachers. I have daughter-in-laws that are teachers. Good teachers. Number 2, doctors. And number 1, you will not believe what it is. Maybe I should hold it. We'll be going into a break here pretty soon. You won't believe what number 1 is. And you will not hear the feminists call it noble. What do you think the number 1 noble profession is on this list? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. It is free for all for Rite Aid. I noticed radio talk show host was not on this list either. 877-895-5410. Give us a call. What do you think the number 1 noble profession is on this list? And we will be right back.
I'm lost as a feather in a hurricane. There's no way to measure how far I am from okay. Let me tell you, there's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural individual families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. Two to four players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no passing go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.cs.
And we have returned. No one has called to answer the question. What do you think in this article the number one noble profession was? And it's not porn star or prostitute. I'm just saying. I gave you a hint. Feminists will never esteem it. So, as I was looking all this up, and I'll give you the answer here shortly, I promise. I had to go to Shakespeare. When you think of the noble word, to be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks. The fresh is air too. 'Tis consummation, devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office and the spurns, the patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin, who would fardels bear, to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose born no traveler returns, puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of? Thus conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment, with this regard their currents turn awry, and lose the name of action. soft you now. The fair Ophelia, nymph, in thy orisons, be all my sins remembered. What is noble? What was the number one noble answer for noble profession? The hint was no feminist would ever, ever esteem this profession noble. Stay-at-home mothers. Stay-at-home mothers. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. They look down on stay-at-home mothers. They look down on the mothers that would homeschool. They look down on that because they see it as nothing. Because they don't respect life and they don't understand that those children that that mother loves and raises and nurtures and disciplines and teaches, they're the future of this nation. So they'd rather you send them to public school. And yesterday, I didn't get to, and I was going to do that today, and I forgot all about it. The public schools and the public broadcasting that at times pushes an agenda at your families. And it's not one that's noble. It's not one that encourages nobility, respect, morals, or faith. They had to separate faith from the American citizens and government. I've got quotes in the air. I was shocked when I saw the number one noble profession, stay-at-home moms. I was that for a long time, a stay-at-home mom, and it is not an easy job. And I did not homeschool. But not all stay-at-home moms homeschool. But it is a full-time job, 24/7. I raised 5 sons. They turned out pretty good in spite of their mother. Their professions, I think, are noble. Number one is a minister of music and worship full-time. Number two is in law enforcement. Number three, he's a carpenter. He's in construction. Loves to build things. Followed his daddy's footsteps in that. Number four is an ordained minister. And number five, the one you hear picking the guitar at the end of the show, is also a minister of music. Writes music, plays music, kind of like his big brother. Noble professions. None of them rich, but all of them good. Good men, good family, good dads, good husbands. And I still correct them if I think they're wrong. Stay-at-home moms was number one, and that was a shock to me, and I thought it would be to you. You would never hear The View call that a noble profession. Not somebody who believes that a porn star is a good mother putting their children through college. Give me a break. Did she have another option? Perhaps. Perhaps not. You can't judge until you've walked in someone else's shoes. But porn stars and prostitutes is not a noble profession. Drug dealers is not noble. MS-13 gang that murders and mutilates and rapes is not a good human example. We're going into a weekend. I looked at today, and today is Best Friends Day. So give your best friend a call and tell him you love him. All right? We're headed into a weekend. You have a great and wonderful weekend. We need a little rain here. I don't always like it to rain, but we do need some rain. A noble profession. You know, you see a teacher, you see a policeman, you see a doctor, you see a nurse, you see a mom with her kids. Tell them thank you. Have you ever done a prayer walk? You just walk past somebody and you say a prayer for them. Do that this weekend. And let's bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.